This is Taking Action Today with Michael Alder, episode 18. Let's talk about YouTube marketing. What's up, everybody? It's a good day today. I got Matt Giovannisi online, and I hope I didn't murder his name there. We're going to talk about the niche site he first built, Swim University, how he created passive income streams off of that, how he got out of debt, and his new niche sites that he's building to create more streams of passive income. So let's get right into this. Matt, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. It's great.
Thank you. You know, I'm pumped for this one because it's not every day I get to hang out with a podcaster, online entrepreneur, investor, and the illest rapper on YouTube.
Oh my God. Am I the illest rapper?
I think so. You have my vote, hands down.
That's official. All
I was watching the videos today. I'm like, this is insane. I love this.
I don't know if I would call myself an investor though. I dabble. I dabble in, like, you know, robo investing, which is really not even dabbling.
Right. I'd love to cover that too later on for sure.
Okay. Sure.
But if you don't mind, why don't you take us back to when you first created Swim University and how you turned it into passive income streams for you?
Started Swim University in 2007 and now I make money from it. End of story.
Bam. On to the next question.
Yes. No, I guess, I started it in 2007 as a side project for myself. I worked at a pool store for many years and learned how to do website on my own because we needed a website for my band. And I just wanted to, you know, learn how to do it myself. And the pool store during the wintertime is pretty slow in New Jersey. So I spent a lot of that downtime reading HTML and CSS books and just teaching myself website design. And then I thought, let me marry these two worlds together and see what happens. And I had the idea for Swim University, and the idea originally started as a subscription model and eventually moved to what it is today, which is basically an affiliate site with sponsorships and also some digital products.
That's awesome. How long did it take you from, you know, the time you started building it to the point to when you started monetizing it?
I monetized it from the very beginning, but it was, this is during the age of AdSense and, you know, really bad affiliate links, which were, what the heck was I using? I was using the Google Affiliate Network or DoubleClick. And so it was like pennies were rolling in. It was small. And then I was writing really bad content too, to be honest. And I, you know, eventually worked my way and just kept just slowly working at it. And it really wasn't until, money was coming in, but it was like side money, you know, it was just like an extra $100 a month, a couple $100 a month, nothing substantial that I could live off of or anything. And then eventually, it turns out I was not really putting as much time as I should have put into it. And I wasn't writing the content or creating the videos or the guides that people were craving in the pool industry, or at least people who own swimming pools and hot tubs. And so I just started, I'd read some stuff, I'd followed some people online, and I started writing really good content. I started filming my own how-to videos, and that really is what happened. That's really what helped the site to kind of take off. The site never took off. Let's get that out of the way. It took years, seven years of slowly growing it, right? So this is a get rich slowly type of thing, and rich isn't even the word. Just make money slowly. And the thing about the internet, or at least for me, I think, is it takes time. It's good content plus good design plus time equals good money and sustainable money.
Well, I'm glad you covered all that there, because I know a lot of people, including myself, you get discouraged when you're building these sites, and then you look at some of the big fish there that are pulling six figures a month, and it's like, what am I doing wrong here that I'm only making $5 a month right now on this particular site, you know?
Yeah, and I hate going after and comparing myself to others who are not in my field. Yes, we all have blogs and we all monetize the same way, but they may be in a different industry than I am. I'm in the swimming pool and hot tub industry, and the site that I created is the first time it's ever been created, meaning a site that is for pools and hot tubs that has videos, that has, you know, products, digital products, you know, just like everyone else on the internet, on online internet marketing, whatever the hell you want to call it. But it was the first in that industry. So I'm, you know, trying to compare myself to people who are making, you know, $100,000 a month is crazy. And if I keep doing that, I may discourage myself. So, you know, that I think that's a, I don't think it's a good idea to compare yourselves to others. I think it's a good idea to see what the industry that you're in is like and sort of, you know, be grateful that you have any money coming in, that you built the thing you built and you have, you know, money coming in, whether it's side money or full-time money. If you, if it's just side money, keep working at it and put a lot of time into it and make really good stuff. And eventually it'll turn into, you know, full-time money.
Well put. Let's get into these videos that help boost your site there.
Okay. What do you want to know?
What gave you the idea? I'm assuming you didn't come out with the rap videos right off the bat, or did you?
No. Okay. No.
So you decided to start shooting videos. Let's go into that.
Yeah, I decided to start shooting videos because I sat down with myself. I was being very honest with myself. I was still working a job, so this was on the side. And I thought, okay, put myself in my visitor's shoes. If I owned a pool, where would I go to learn how to get rid of algae? Where would I go to learn how to, like, you know, backwash my filter? And my answer to myself was YouTube. That's what I would do. That's what I do when I had to install a garage door opener. That's what I did when I had to install ceiling fans. Like, I always go to YouTube because I need to see it visually. And so I thought, well, my site is lacking this how-to video for swimming pools. And so I went and researched what other people were doing and quickly noticed that none of them were, like, they were helpful, but they weren't entertaining. They weren't, you know, quick. They were just slow. They were filmed with an iPhone. You could barely hear the audio. It was pretty piss poor. So I thought, I do have a background in video editing, and I thought, all right, I can do this. I just didn't have access to a pool, but I had a few friends who had pools, and I asked if I could go over there and film one day. And I actually borrowed my boss's camera and his wireless mic, which was this little, like, $600 HD camera that he got from Best Buy with this, like, really crappy wireless mic. But I filmed a 20-minute video on how to open up an in-ground pool because I had a script and everything. Like, I wrote this whole thing out and I put it up online. And again, nothing blew up. Nothing was like, oh my God, I can't believe this completely, you know, changed my business overnight. No, I just kept doing it. I'm like, all right, well, I you know, I got feedback. I put it out there and people said, well, 18 minutes is a little bit too long for a video. You could have did this in, you know, half the time. So I was like, all right. So the next video I did, it didn't half the time. And then I kept lowering the time and I kept refining my video editing skills, and I upgraded equipment, and I stopped writing scripts and started writing outlines instead to save myself time. And I created this template that I could just go out into a backyard. I knew exactly what shots I had to get. I knew exactly what I had to do. I would go out there by myself with a tripod and be able to shoot the whole video by myself, kind of knowing the outline of the video already. Like, I just did all my outlines in Evernote and go home. And I would load the video on my computer, edit it, put it up on YouTube, and then, you know, write a blog post for it, put it up on my website. That was that simple. And I have now like 45 videos, I think. So it's not a lot, but I can tell you that I monetize those videos on YouTube, even though a lot of people told me that, oh, why would you do that? They don't pay enough. Doesn't matter. I'm not making money anyway off of YouTube. So I was like, why not? You know, it's just an extra income stream. And in the summertime, when the videos are hopping, I mean, last year I was making like $500 a month just having the videos on YouTube. And that's just like extra money, which I'd be happy if I had nothing.
No, that's awesome. And that's all passive at this point. The work's already done. The money's rolling in.
Yeah, exactly. So, cool. I mean, yeah, there are other ways I could get sponsorships on those videos, I'm sure. And there's ways I can make more money, but it's a click of a button and it's there forever. So
loving it. Very cool. So then from there, you go ahead and you start doing the hip hop videos and rap videos for the pool. Let's get into that. What gave you that idea?
Well, so I am technically I'm a musician, right?
All right.
I grew up in a recording studio, literally. My dad had a recording studio in our basement, and that was also my bedroom. So I've been writing music for years. I was in a band, like I said before, which is how I learned website design. And I did comedy rap. When I was in high school, I started this comedy rap band called Liberty Gigolos. And we just made like really dopey songs about nothing really. They were just like rhyming any words we could rhyme together and put a nice beat over it and then a good hook. That was what we did. And I thought, okay, when I started Swim University, I married my my knowledge for pool care with my knowledge for website design. So I put those two worlds together and I'm like, all right, what else can I do? Can I marry two other things? And I'm like, can I marry Swim University with my rap stuff, like my rap hobby? And I'm like, I'm going to try it. And so I'm like, yeah, I'm going to write a song about pool care and whatever. And so I sat down on my computer and I use Reason to make my beats and wrote my beat out. And then I wrote the hook for it, the part that's super catchy if you listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got a friend from Facebook, an acquaintance, to sing the hook, a girl. And then I rapped and put it all together and made a video, had a friend help me, film the video. I had it all scripted out. And yeah, I put it up online not knowing what was going to happen. And again, it wasn't overnight success, but got a lot of views. And, I had a lot of sponsors that helped me with it, and it was all free sponsors. I just asked people to, back me up. I didn't ask for money or anything. And I put it out there and got a lot of links. And that was good. That paid off for me the following year on Google. So all those links that I got from that video really helped to boost the site's credibility.
Awesome. And I was looking at the videos. I mean, you have a tremendous amount of views on them. And I was listening to an interview. I can't remember whose show it was on, but you were talking about the most nervous thing you're about to do. If you're like, I shouldn't do this, that's the thing you should do. You want to cover that a little bit for us?
Yeah. Usually when I am feeling like I know I should do something, but I'm afraid to do it in a way, or just like I start procrastinating a lot at it. That's kind of like my cue to like, you need to go do that or at least try it. Like there's no sense in sitting on it and waiting for, it to just pass you by. And I get very angry at myself when I don't, when I have these ideas, I know they're good ideas, and then I don't do them because of like little technical, hurdles that I could get past. And usually those things are not, they're made up in my mind, and, I figure out ways around them and get things done, put stuff out there, and, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. For me, I know that the stuff that I'm putting out there is good and it's working a lot of the time. But it's really all about just constantly put stuff out there. And no matter how stupid or weird you think it is, it's probably going to, if you laugh at it or you think it's good and your friend, and maybe a friend, one other friend thinks it's good, then it's worth putting out there. It's worth creating and putting out into the world. I think other people will share the same affinity for that thing that you created as well as you do.
Yeah, great advice on that. I appreciate you sharing that there, because so many people are held back by, their own insecurities on trying something, and you never know where it will take you if you just go out and do that.
For sure.
Now, I noticed you have two other sites here. You got Roasty Coffee, and then I'm going to murder your last name, so I'm not even going to do it, but your
that's
domain,
fine.
That's that. Will you cover those a little bit?
Yeah. So when I was, I had a personal finance podcast that I was running for a little bit, and I left that, and I started my personal website, because I figured that name is never going to change. I have the super long, 10-letter last name that no one can pronounce, not even you. So, I figured, let me just buy that domain and start a website there. And I don't really have anything there. I have a couple of blog posts that were just like off the top of my head, and it's just a place that people can go and find out what other podcasts I've been on and what I'm all about and what I do. But I mean, for the most part, it's not really filled with a lot of content, and I'm not sure if I'm going to go down that road or not. I don't know if I'm going to teach people, how to build brands or anything. I do like talking about it, but not sure. So the website's kind of there as a placeholder in case I go down that road. The other site, which I'm starting, it's going to launch by the end of March. It's called Roasty Coffee. It's basically the Swim University model, which is the swimming pool site that I have. Where I'm going to create content to educate people about coffee, how to make coffee, how to find coffee, how to enjoy coffee, how to use, make food with coffee, like anything coffee based. I'm going to teach people how to do it with video. It's going to be mostly video, because I know I had a lot of success with Swim University in the video. So I want to take my video editing skills and apply it to a different industry. And that's my plan for Roasty Coffee. And again, it launches at the end of March in 2015.
That's great. Speaking of videos, I got to get your opinion on this. This might be a foolish question since you're killing it on YouTube. What's your opinion on doing videos for YouTube versus Facebook?
Well, they're not the same thing. So I think Facebook is a great marketing channel. YouTube is a place where people live. So I host my videos on YouTube. That's where, you know, that's how I take embedded videos and I put them on my website. I'm sure I could do other things. I could do Wistia, but right now YouTube's free. I have a good YouTube channel. I get a lot of subscribers. I make money from YouTube. That's really, I mean, I don't know if there's any other sites like it out there that do that sort of thing. And I'm pretty happy with it. So there's a lot, and there's a big audience on YouTube. And also it's the second largest search engine. So, I mean, I wouldn't even compare it to Facebook, not even at all.
All right. That's your marketplace.
Yeah.
Awesome. So let's get into the, how you were doing the personal finance podcast for a while there. And will you share your journey on how you got out of debt and started making investments?
Sure. So I got fired from my job and I collected unemployment, and I used that opportunity to start, you know, to really start going full force on SUNY University, because I never wanted to have another job again. I wanted to work for myself. I wanted to be self-employed. And that was sort of the thing that was the big thing for me, was like, you will never work for anyone else ever again. And I really, that was like, that's a huge thing for me, because that, you know, basically paved the way for getting out of debt. So I was living in a condo that I had paid for and bought. I had been driving a BMW. I was spending a lot of money. And I decided, you know, when I got fired and I was collecting unemployment and I wanted to be self-employed, I'm like, I can't go around driving a BMW on unemployment. I can't have a condo, a nice brand new condo, on unemployment, all while trying to start my own business. So, and I knew I couldn't even be in debt. Like, I couldn't have credit card debt. Like, there's just, you can't have any of that. So what I did was I rented out my condo and I sold my BMW and I moved in with my brother and I paid, you know, peanuts for rent, and I just didn't go out and I didn't spend money. And I took all the money that I was making from, you know, the website. I was doing website design as well, just to supplement my income, because SUNY University wasn't making enough. And I used all that money to pay off my credit card debt. And I didn't have any student loan debt because I didn't go to college, but I did pay off all of my credit card debt, and I've my place is still being rented. And, you know, now I don't need any of those things. Now I can go back to living the life that I had before, but I don't want to. I want to travel now. I've shifted. My mentality has shifted. You know, I started investing. I started, another thing that I did was, in order to get out of debt and in order to, you know, I was really bad with money, right? That was the thing. And I knew that if I was going to be self-employed, that I had to personally become better with money. That was just a realization I had for myself. And I went out and I read a couple of books, personal finance books. And a year later, I ended up starting a podcast and a website with a friend of mine about personal finance. And there I was living personal finance every single day for an entire year. And so all of this, you know, investing stuff and this, you know, getting out of debt and all these things are ingrained in me now. I have all the knowledge, but I don't really need to apply it to myself anymore. But I am happy to give advice on it.
That's great that you were humble enough still, even though, you know, you had the new condo, you had the flashy car and all that, you were able to step back, realize what was important and take action on digging out the hole. And now you can do whatever you want at this point.
Yeah, I downsized to upgrade.
Very cool. Yep. So we're in 2015. I always like to know, what are some personal goals the guests are working on for this year?
My personal goal for 2015 is to have SUNY University be making six figures a year. And I would like to start two brands this year. So I'm going to start roastedcoffee.com, and I'm hoping to start another brand. Not sure what that is yet, but that is my goal. I want to travel a lot this year. And so far I have a lot of, you know, places to visit. Right now I'm in Boulder, Colorado. I live in South Jersey, but I decided to take a month and live here with my girlfriend in Colorado.
Now, for the newbie that's ready to start, you know, building a niche site or start investing to get out of debt, whatever the case may be, what are a couple simple steps you could share with them so they could start taking action today?
All right. So,
I gave you a two-way there. I'm going to let you pick.
Yeah. well, I would spend very little time designing a website. Even though I'm a designer and that's coming from somebody who's like, will spend, you know, months tweaking a design, I think, whatever, make it as easy as you can. Start to get a WordPress site. I mean, my first site was, I think I spent $100 a year and I got a simple WordPress site up and I did a little bit of, you know, design tweaks while I wrote content. And if I were to do things differently, I would have, and I'm doing things differently with Roasty. I've created a minimalistic design, even though I know how to design, but you can go with something like Squarespace or WordPress or whatever. But I have a very minimalistic design and I'm spending all of my time creating videos and writing really epic blog posts for this site, which is not even out yet, but that's pretty much all. The only reason I'm waiting is because I want, when I launch the site, I want there to be enough content that people could live on the site for at least, you know, a half hour to an hour of worth of content that they can just sift through. And all of those pieces of content should go and work for me. You know, every time you create something, it's like investing in your product. You know, you're adding something to it. And then hopefully, not all the time, but hopefully that thing will help you bring in, you know, more traffic. And that's really what, you know, it's all about. So it's really all about investing. And the more input you put in, the better and the bigger your chances are of growing faster when you're all said and done.
No, that's killer advice. I appreciate you sharing that with us.
Mm-hmm.
Where can the listeners connect with you?
I'm on, you mean like me personally?
Yeah.
Because I don't know how many people out there own swimming pools. It's a very small market, but or hot tubs. But you can go to swimuniversity.com if you do own a swimming pool or a hot tub. If you really like coffee, I really hope you go and sign up for my website, which is roastycoffee.com. And if you want to just connect with me and just hang out, you know, if you're in Boulder, you know, let me know. Or if you're, you know, just want to talk about online marketing stuff, the best way to get me is Twitter. And my Twitter handle is @MattGiovannisi. And I will spell that for you since no one knows how to pronounce it or say it. So it's @MattGio, V as in Victor, A, N as in Nancy, I, S, C as in cat, I. Now, you know I have that memorized.
Awesome. Thank you very much for coming on the show. I appreciate everything you shared with us today.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening in today. For more tips on real estate investing and creating streams of passive income, stop by michaelalder.com or connect with me on Twitter at michaelalder34, or you can find me on Facebook. All right, everybody. Thanks, and let's take action today.